We're blowing the doors wide open on Inside Wealth right here on Talk 910 AM, KNEW, San Francisco. And now it's time for our Brain Trust. And with us today is truly an esteemed Brain Trust member, Marsha Weider, America's dream coach, CEO of Dream University. Now, she's been on Oprah. She's written some books. She's a fantastic person. She's been on the show before. And Marsha, you're a great thinker. What do you have for us today?
Well, Stu, I'm always honored and excited to spend a little time with you. And what I want to talk about is why it's never been a more important time to have our dreams and to have the courage to pursue them. So I know it looks like the world has gone a little crazy between what's happening in the financial world and on the campaign trail, and we could look around and we could say, no, this is a time to be realistic, to hunker down. And don't get me wrong, reality is an important part of the mix. We have to know where we are in order to design a strategy for where we want to go. But the question is, what has being realistic cost us? I think we are so mired in reality that many of us have forgotten what our dreams, our hopes, our desires are, and that we're sort of drying up. We're just so drenched in reality that doubt and fear has taken over. So I am taking a stand and going on record to say it's never been a more important time to get in touch with what truly matters to you and to take action on it.
That's a great point, Marsha, because you know, the media and the headlines and what we otherwise would call reality does seem kind of harsh. And it does seem like it's a time to hunker down and not a time to pursue our dreams. How do you suggest that people begin, if they haven't yet, to identify what those dreams are so that they can be grounded in reality and taking some action?
Well, let's demystify dreaming, because for me, a dream is very different than a fantasy, like winning the lottery. A dream is simply something that you want, something that's important to you, something that matters to you. And not all dreams need to be Mother Teresa-type dreams. I think we're incredibly blessed that we have so many people on the planet right now that are committed to making the world a better place and changing many things. But your dream of spending quality time with your family, your dream of being healthy and physically fit, your dream of being paid well for doing what really lights you up, these are very important dreams. So I would say we have to stop by and take a few minutes to ask the question, how do I want my life to be? And I think it's a confronting question, because if you're someone who practices living with integrity, then the next question must be, and what am I willing to do about it? I think many of us don't want to ask the first question because we know the second question is just there looming in the corner. And to have dreams and not do anything about it, that fits under the category of fantasizing or daydreaming. And when people attend a weekend or a week-long training or workshop with me, it really is about getting in touch with who you are, your purpose, your heart, your soul, and really opening to these deeper questions of how do I want my life to be? What is it that matters to me? What will bring greater joy and fulfillment? And we do have power in taking steps toward what we want. Without our dreams, all we have is reality. And it's not that reality is a bad thing, but if life is just checking things off our to-do list, well, I'm sure we're here for more than that.
You know, Marsha, that's a great point because, you know, so many of us, and it's so easy, to get up and get off on our to-do list, that which always seems to be growing and growing, for most of us at least, that it's difficult to make it a priority, to make the time to decide and to really understand within ourselves what it is we really do want, what our dreams really are, let alone, and as you pointed out, you know, that we know that next question is looming, what are we willing to do about it? Because so many of us, the easiest thing to do is to go with the devil that you know rather than the angel that you don't.
I love that metaphor. I love that. You know, I'm holding in my hand my gorgeous new book called Dreams Are Whispers from the Soul. And just as we were speaking, I just opened it. And I opened it to a page that says this: the secret to living a joyful, fulfilling life is to do more of what you love every day. The secret to living a joyful, fulfilling life is to do more of what you love every day. And for most of us, that requires that we stop doing the things that we don't love. Now, we don't always have a choice. Your kids need you or you're under deadline at work. You don't always have a choice. But when someone asks you to do something, if you don't have to do it and you don't want to do it, maybe you could consider saying no thank you. Because as we say no more to what's no longer true for us, we can say now what, because we've created more space. And the Dream Coach methodology that I'm known for is literally about turning your life right side up. So instead of just reacting and responding to what's coming in, standing in your purpose, you can actually make some choices.
Marcia, thank you so much for those words of wisdom. And everybody out there, if you want to get a hold of Marcia, you can come to our website at insidewealth.net. We have a live connection to her all the time. All the time. Marcia, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
You know, we're talking about dreams and reality. And, you know, this whole notion of inside wealth is more than just a dream. It actually is a reality for many people. In fact, we on our website at insidewealth.net, that's insidewealth.net, we have people who actually embody the philosophy of inside wealth in their businesses so that they bring to their customers, and hopefully you can be among them, candor, integrity, dedication to excellence of service, open lines of communication, all the things, tremendous value, all the things in life that you want in your relationships with others. We have people like Hutch Ashew, a money manager and private wealth manager at Pillar Financial, or John Menke at Menke & Associates, who are like the granddaddies, actually, of ESOPs. That's employee stock ownership plans. So please come to our website at insidewealth.net. That's insidewealth.net. Connect with these guys and put a little of this otherwise other reality aside and create a new one, which will feel a lot more dreamlike, as to use Marcia Weider's parlance. So please do that. And as we wind up another show of Inside Wealth, where we took a look here with Michael Dulworth at the power of our networks, and we all know that it is through relationship that all money flows. In fact, even Hoover, you know, didn't create money in a vacuum, right? We all need each other. We're all in this together, and money flows through relationship. And even for you introverts out there, and Michael Dulworth is a self-proclaimed introvert, he's been able to amass a massive network. It's truly remarkable, truly pristine. And if you were to go to Executive Networks and his website, where he's the CEO of the company, you'd see the kind of company he does business with. Truly a who's who in corporate America. So when we're talking about connection and connection with others, which of course goes so far beyond the money, right? It goes to every facet of our lives. Home, play. I mean, isn't it amazing right now where this whole notion that somehow we cop... Did you ever compartmentalize your life where you're like, you did this one thing at home and you were somebody else a little bit at work, and anything that were your home issues or anything that, you know, really bothered you, let's say at home, you know, you did your best to check at the door when you walk in, leave all that home baggage outside the office, and vice versa when you come home. Didn't you do your best if it was a hard day at work or, dare I say, an extended difficult period that may have lasted years in your career? That somehow you did your best to compartmentalize and keep all of that aggravation outside the home, so when you walked in, you were, you know, in a state of relief. But don't you also know, if we can really be honest here, that life really doesn't quite work that way? That somehow you feel like kicking the dog when the day at the office just sucked. Or vice versa, if you and your significant other at home or embroiled in a significant conflict before you get to work, are you really going to go there and be all smiles? So we're talking about connection here. We're talking about relationship. You know, it extends so far beyond the workplace, because it really, at this point, there's only one life for each of us. And as we go about these relationships, offer it up like in the bowl of stew. Consider first focusing on your own energy. Marcia would say to focus on your dreams, what it is that you love to do. I would offer up for you to consider that deep down, and hopefully not so much muck and mire on top of it and everything else, that you, even if you're a man, you're an absolute sweetheart. You know, that deep down, even behind all of the whatever anger or experiences of victimhood or powerlessness or betrayal or all the things that you may have experienced in your life, some of the things I've experienced in my life that have felt highly unfair, highly unfair. And that it's so easy to hold on to those notions of impropriety and victimhood and abuse and whatever it is, and hold on to them and use them as a shield and use them to separate us from each other. That I'm noticing that when I'm present and I let go of all the baggage, all of it, and just focus on my energy as a human being that is caring, that is loving, that is peaceful, that is inherently good. In fact, I'll go so far as to say, and it's not in every moment, because it really does come down to awareness and all the things that Eckhart Tolle would be talking about in terms of presence and what you pay attention to. But for so many moments, I notice when I focus on being connected and being a part of all that is, that I see it in other people. And it is such a beautiful, sublime feeling. It is this, you know, manure-eating grin that you just walk around with, and that it's a great day to be alive. And the attitude is absolutely infectious and contagious. And people want what you're on, because you're tapped into something. You're having this sense of, should I call it inside wealth? Why not? That inside wealth. We're really tapped into something. It's an energetic feeling of knowing that you are so much more than any circumstance, any relationship, or any role that you play in life. You are so much more than being a father or a mother, or being a Christian or a Jew or an atheist or a Muslim, or a man or a woman. That each of us, you too, you listening right here, right now, yeah, you, are so much more than however you would otherwise define yourself, by any role you play, by anything on your to-do list, and certainly by anything you have on your balance sheet or income statement. That you are so much more. And I'll speak for myself in the moment. When I focus on my energy as being so much more, that truly, at the most profound level, I can't say I know have all the answers, but I know I'm connected to something out there that just feels so good. And it is, in fact, so good to actually have whatever energy this is actually reside in this particular form called human, called being incarnate, for whatever limited time it is. Gosh, it is truly such a blessing. And I get to carry that out with me. And all the moments I can remember and be present with, I actually get to take this out with me in my connections with other people, in the phone calls, with family, with friends, even when I'm alone with my pet goats. And even when I'm alone. Because I'm not. Because I'm interconnected to something that we're all a part of. Even if a lot of people aren't paying attention to that in any given moment, it doesn't change that. And when I'm able to see through that and see through the illusion of our separation to this place where you and me and she and he and we are truly all in this together and all made of the same stuff, all in these kind of strange skin and bones forms, with different talents and different preferences and everything else. I'll tell you something, for me, That's a connect effect par excellence. So until next week, invest in yourself, your passions, your purpose, and your planet.
Join us again same time next week on Talk 910 KNEW. And be sure to visit our website at insidewealth.net. Subscribe to our podcast, blog, or learn more about Inside Wealth with Stu Zimmerman. Thanks for listening. Talk 910 KNEW. Turn the clock to zero, boss, and rivers wide will swim across me.